take on another item, can we just make sure that we're actually broadcasting? Because we are required to do that. It's blank on our screens, but doesn't necessarily mean it's not being broadcast.
I'll try to find out.
Frankly, that's the best I've looked all day. All right, that is the end of communications. We'll now move on to the consent agenda. These are typically items that don't require any discussion. It's my understanding, Carla, when you get off the phone, that there are two items now that have been pulled, item number 6 and item number 8. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so then we will take up the other items when Carla's off the phone.
The TV is working. It's working. Telling me.
The TV is working. Yeah. Thank you very much. So 6 and 8 have been pulled, so we will take those up at the end of our regular agenda. Is that correct?
Is that what you want? Yes.
The beginning of the regular agenda. Good. That works for me. Then with the others, can you call the roll?
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
I want to just call out two special appropriations. We'll be having a discussion with the new mayor about whether to keep the special appropriation process, which this last year was $1 million, and a separate committee that reviewed, I think, a total of $6 million of asks. And there are two organizations that are getting special appropriations in our consent agenda. One is Bravo Youth Orchestra, which is expanding their programs at the George Middle School. And the second is the Cascade AIDS Project, which is building a LGBTQ health clinic called the PRISM Health Center. And I join with my colleagues in saying what pride I feel that the city is making a contribution towards this important effort. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. All right. Now we'll take up the